January 28th, Nerves and Secrets. Had a little disaster today. I've been keeping Band Boy a secret from everyone except Parma, but today worlds almost collided. Band Boy came over for dinner at my apartment, and we were in the middle of eating when my apartment buzzer rang. I may have shoved Band Boy into a broom closet and started freaking out. It was Neighbor Boy asking to come in. What a nightmare! When I said no, he started getting suspicious, asking all sorts of questions. Of course I lied my face off, but he started asking me if I was alone and safe, or if I'd had any intruders. He had this annoying, knowing tone to his voice, and was acting all insulted. He said he'd seen a rough-looking dude enter my apartment complex earlier, so he was concerned. Neighbor Boy then described what the dude looked like, so I'd be careful. Turns out he was describing Band Boy, who had been there for about 45 minutes already. Basically, Grant was sitting outside pretending to be on a stakeout or something. Huh? I know he worries about me being by myself in this neighborhood, but I've never had a problem. I've caught him out there in his truck a few times, but he's always about to come in and visit me. He's never outright admitted to just sitting there spying on me, unlike today. It's a little strange, but I know he means well. He's big on safety, he says, because of all the police training. I just hope he doesn't suspect anything about Band Boy. I doubt it, though. He thinks I'm totally in love with him. Despite this, I'm still in a great mood. Band Boy broke some big news to me. The band was offered a recording deal in Montreal. They leave on March 9th. Unbelievable! They've been dreaming about this for so long. Honestly, I'm still in shock. Is this really happening? I got a note on my Twitter today about potential bursaries and scholarships for Interdec, but still haven't heard from them. It's promising, but I'm worrying. I find it funny, though, that our futures might collide in some foreign city in the future. Better brush up on my French, eh?